The Rush Hour with Jazz and Louie.
Or 7 Classic Triple M. We'd like to welcome to the show now ex-Australian captain and legend Alan Border. G'day, mate.
G'day. How you doing, guys?
Yeah, we're good, AB. Great to have you on the show. Yeah, first test just hours away, if that, with us here. We can't wait for that one to get underway, mate. What are you making of the Australians' lead-up and our inability, mate, to come back to the spin bowlers and slow wickets again?
Yeah, look, it is a bit of an issue because the pitches we're going to play on are going to be, you know, exactly the same as we've found in the subcontinent. Whether Pakistan have got the quality of spin bowlers, that remains to be seen, because I must admit, I looked down their list and I know a few of the names, but there's a few that are a bit of a mystery. So I am a bit concerned about that side of our game, how we cope with their spinners and the reverse swing that they will get. But, you know, fingers crossed, it'll all come together.
AB, what about the conditions, the demands and the stifling heat? I don't know, have you ever played in Asian conditions before, and how are our boys going to cope?
Look, we get some hot, sticky conditions here, so that shouldn't be a huge issue. It's a drier heat. Look, our guys should be pretty well suited to it. I mean, if you're talking to the Poms or something like that, it's a bit different. But
that's struggle, wouldn't they?
It should be an issue, really.
AB, it's changed a lot. Hydration back in your day was a few cans after a game. Blokes are now got to have certain amounts of fluids per hour.
It's they're rubbish, AB. Don't like
their body weight and everything else. They'd be all at sea back in the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah, well, no one sort of died back in the day when we hydrated on the amber fluid.
But, yep.
Yeah, look, it's a lot more professional, precise now with the intake of fluids. But, it probably wouldn't have suited my style, but it's the modern game.
Mate, put a jumper on and a hat like Mo Matthews did in India just to keep the heat out.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was a freakish performance. I mean, that was hot and sticky. And, and our preparation wasn't quite, like it is now as far as hydration goes. So, it's just a remarkable performance.
Absolutely.
In that test match, we nearly killed Dean Jones, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
AB, what about some of the changes? Warner and Rogers will open the batting. Number 3, does Doolan play or does Phil Hughes get a go, or do we have to go back in Shane Watson, who always breaks down every second test?
No, well, I think Doolan, he made 100 in that warm-up game, so I think he's the obvious choice. Depending on injuries and things like that, the rest of the order sort of picks itself. What I'll have to sort of bide his time, obviously. But, I think the batting's going to be quite, it'll be well tested, that's for sure, in those conditions. But hopefully we've got enough experience there and, they do the job for us.
AB, big raps on Mitch Marsh coming everywhere from the captain and everybody else who's played cricket with him. Is he going to get a gig in the first test, and what's your take on him?
Well, I think if they pick him, it's all going to be on, potential.
Right.
There's no doubting that, but he hasn't got the stats to look at and say, wow, they're compelling. He's got to get a game. It's more, this kid's got heaps of potential. We need that all-rounder desperately, so... it'll just be one of those ones, just hope that the potential
turns
to performance.
AB, they seem to be playing a lot longer these days, athletes in all sorts of sports. Don't suppose you're up for a comeback for the Redbacks at all, are you?
They've been struggling. They need to live somewhere. They've got, on paper, it's a good-looking team, but, they're just missing something.
AB, my brother, younger brother, Darren Jarman, says to say hello because him and his wife had to take you to the airport or your hotel because you needed a lift after one function here in Adelaide?
Thanks very much. It saved me, a lot of dramas.
AB jumped in the back of the car.
Yeah.
My brother passed out.
To the airport, please. They all look like taxis, don't worry about it, AB. It's all good. Hey, so this test series, obviously we're going to get tested, AB, the next 12 months. I mean, we're going to get the number one ranking back. Are we going to sit on top of the world? Are you confident that cricket's heading in the right direction, Australian cricket?
Well, I think with Darren Lehman in charge, I mean, the environment's right. We need a few young players to sort of come through the ranks and stick their hands up. But, while Mitch Johnson stays fit, Ryan Harris, is on the comeback trail. We've got plenty of guys, there to help us get to that number one ranking. These two test matches will really decide a little bit where we're at. We've had a good summer at home against England. It's just how we're going away from home is going to be the issue. So these are very important test matches, these two coming up.
Hey, thanks, AB. Great to talk with you. We'll talk to you a little bit later in the summer.
Anytime, guys. Pleasure.
Alan Border, the Australian cricket legend. on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. I'm 104.7 Classic Triple M. Jars and Louis on the Rush Hour. Coming up on the show, we do have the open line just after about 5.20. Your thoughts on 133.53, whatever you like, but it's time to send ourselves back in time, Jars.
Yes, it is, young man. I cleaned out the garage about a week ago, just a bit of a spring clean, and I found box 1997.
Yeah.
Because I've got all my boxes and I've dated them in those particular years. And I found something very, very interesting. My Nord Football Club contract, which I couldn't believe that I was looking at.
What year?
1997. We won the flag.
Interest rates were what? probably double digits. Maybe.
League game, 700 bucks a game.
Do you want me to read it out so you don't feel so up yourself?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it's an official Norwood document. I've seen these before.
Mm-hmm.
So sign on, 15-inch.
Jeez,
what'd you buy with that?
I can't remember.
Couldn't even bought a TV back then because they were dear.
Yeah, it was about 10 grand for a flat screen back then.
So this is 1997.
All right, then 700 a game.
Is that good back
then?
That's
solid.
Is it?
So 97, comparatively speaking, you and me. you say 700, say, let's work out totally. 1,500 sign on. If you played 22 games, you get another 15 grand. So that's 15 and a half. So you're on $17,000. All right, though, there's an injury scale there, but you never miss.
Never got injured.
Never miss. And then there's some value added bonuses. 12 grand was up for grabs. After 4 grand after 9 games, another 4 grand after 16 games, then another 4 after 25. And you played 25 that year because you played finals.
49 cents to the dollar here.
All right, so therefore there is the 12 grand on top of the 17 you got, so that's 29. I dare say you may have won the club champion award that year.
Lucky.
So you picked up another 2. By the time you shouted the boys in the bar, it was down to 500.
Yeah.
So you're on $31,000. Yep. Well played, Ninja.
But take tax.
Then tax that out.
49 cents.
Oh, you picked up 15. Not to mention petrol and running costs.
Oh, and fines.
And fines and bits and pieces.
Coke about 5 off that.
I think it says down here. I think instead of saying PTO, you know, it says when they're on the other page, it says bend over, Jars. Congratulations, you're a red leg.
Hey, you won a flag, though. That's more important than the dollars.
Hey, look, I tell you
it's
what.
It's funny when you find those.
That is great.
It, yeah.
Well done on that. That's really cool. I think I was on about 5 times.
That's the Rush Hour.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.